The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Thank you. Is it good? Okay. Good morning. It's great to be here with you all. When I came in, you were doing meditational walking, a movement practice, so what I would like to invite you to do first this morning is to try another kind of movement meditation. So it's just going to be a very simple movement. But as always in these kinds of things, we have to listen to our own body and our own mind and what's appropriate for us. So I will begin by showing it to you, and then you are very welcome to modify as you need to. I do it standing up. You can also do it seated. You can also do it with a barely perceptible movement. You can do it more as a visualization if that's what works for your body today. And this has actually been proven by people have done research, and visualizing the body in movement also has an impact on the body. They didn't do it with meditational movement, but they did it with people who were like, maybe one leg was in a cast because it was broken. And so they would exercise the working leg, and then they would visualize the leg that was immobile, and actually just visualizing the movement had an impact. So there is a range of ways that you can do this practice, and all of them are fine. So feel free to do it your way. Okay, I'm going to have to hold on to this. That would be great, or if maybe that table would be high enough. Oh, shall I use this? Actually, it'd be good if I have my hands free, if possible. Thank you very much, my lovely assistant.
Oh, that's... I think the Buddha will mind, do you?
In this instance, I think he might allow it. Okay, great. So with the Buddha's assistance, I will show you this. And so it's based on a Tibetan movement practice, but I've modified it a little. And we call this the mind-body reboot. So it begins with taking a posture where you feel that your feet are really connected with the earth, and the lower body is sort of grounding into the earth, and the upper body is open, the heart is open. And we begin by bringing the breath down into the lower belly, which is kind of the center of gravity of the body. And it's also because we bring the breath down, it's grounding. So it's centering and grounding, just bringing the breath down into the lower belly. And then what we do is we do small rotational movements around the center of the lower belly. And then we do rotations around the heart center. And then we do head rotations, which can also be, this can be a place where we can have a lot of tension. It can feel like maybe a complete head rotation isn't right, so maybe just a small movement is fine. But we focus on the throat center, and then we bring the focus up to the crown center and drop the head forwards. Just let it loosely drop forwards. So these different energy centers in the body are places where we can gather a lot of sort of tension in the body. It can be emotional, it can be sort of psychic tension, and it can interrupt the subtle body, the flowing of the energies of the subtle body. It can also, disrupt our thinking, how we're feeling. And it can also lead to sort of physical problems if tension remains there. So these gentle rotations with the awareness of these centers helps to loosen up any tension in these places. And that's what we're doing with these rotation movements. And then at the end we do... I'll just take this off to show you this one. We shake it out. So we do this in three parts. So the first part is the upper body. The second part is the middle body, the buttocks, the stomach, and then we do the legs. just shaking the legs out. And what this does is we've kind of loosened everything up, and as you do this movement, we're letting go of anything that we can let go of, any tension, any physical tension, any stress, any thinking patterns that have got sort of habituated into our mind and they're starting to kind of find their homes in our body. We've loosened it up and we shake it out. It's like, this is the time, let go of whatever we can let go of. So this is the kind of the reboot aspect, especially like as we go through our week, we can kind of accumulate things, right? So this is a way of letting things go and just resetting the body and mind. And so it's a really great way to start a meditation practice, to, if we're coming into a talk, to listen to the Dharma, to meditate on the Dharma, to contemplate. It's a great way to begin that. It's a great way to begin any practice, and it's also really a great thing to do if you just feel like things have got a bit much and I need to sort of some way of shaking things up. I encourage my students to, a lot of people talk about difficulties that they have in the workplace. So I say, go in the bathroom, do the mind-body reboot, you know, like shut the stall, you're in privacy, and go and do this, and then come back and see how things are. So let's give it a go. So begin by standing with your feet a little bit wider than your hips, so you've got this nice firm foundation in the lower body. Feel a bit of bounce in your knees so that engages your thighs. You can feel strong in the legs, and you're feeling that through the lower body, from below the navel, you're rooting into the ground. Your feet are spreading on the earth. You can feel this firm foundation in the lower body. And then from this foundation, this allows the upper body to unfurl in space. It can just open into the space, the heart can open in all directions. And then your head is just floating at the top of the spine. And we'll begin by bringing the breath, imagining the breath coming all the way down into the lower belly. And if you find it helpful to place your hands over the lower belly, you can add that. So on the inhalation, feeling the lower belly expand, not just to the front, but also to the back, to the sides. So it's like a ball expanding in all directions on the inhalation. And on the exhalation, it just falls back, contracts a little. And as you hold your attention here, see if you can feel your awareness beginning to settle down in the body, in the lower belly. And then you can let go of the breathing technique, just breathing naturally, keeping your attention in the center of the lower belly, and begin to rotate your hips, but the movement's really coming from the center of the belly. And the syllable ah is the direction to, is how we know to change direction. And we can all, when I say the syllable, then we can all join in, because it also releases the soft palate at the top of the central channel. Ah. So now we rotate in the other direction. Keeping the face soft, the shoulders soft. Ah, back the other way. Ah. And then bring the movement to stillness. And just be aware of the sensations in the lower belly. Not looking for anything in particular. No judgment about whatever we find there. Just opening to the sensation. And then bring your attention up to the heart center, just focusing there for a moment, feeling whatever sensations are there. And sometimes this can be a place where we hold a lot of emotion, so as we move into the rotation, allow the movement to be very soft. Allow space for the sensations in the heart center to be included. And you might want to keep the rotation smaller and gentle, or you might want to increase them. But feel what is right for your body. So begin by alternating the shoulders backwards. Ah, forwards, ah. And again, moving into stillness and just feeling the sensations at the heart center. And then bringing your awareness to the throat center. And we'll begin to rotate the head, or a smaller movement, whatever feels right for you. And moving into stillness. Bringing your attention to the crown center at the top of the head, and we drop the head forwards. And now we shake everything out, the top third of the body, so the hands, the lips, the eyebrows, the cheeks, the shoulders. And then the middle of the body, the thigh, everything that jiggles gets to jiggle now. And then the legs. One at a time, unless you have a special ability. And then a bit of everything. And then just feel. How does that feel? So we've woken up a lot of awareness in the body. So let's maintain that as we move into our seated posture. So with a lot of awareness and feeling into what feels good. How does it feel good to sit in this moment?